We are manipulatively convinced by the state that freedom is only displayed in limitless exploration of personal desire. Being able to do what you want. As Aleister Crowley put it, do as thou wilt. With this, we see the steady implementation of normalized pornography in society. The young and old, the women and men are initiated into the pleasure industries by way of instantaneous introduction called the internet. Prior to the internet, adult films were expensive and hard to come by. Thanks to the late 90s push for legal, limitless, and free internet adult entertainment spearheaded by secular mass media think tanks and social steering committees, Bill Clinton, and of course by legislation signed by the Communication Decency Act of 1996, all done in the guise of protecting children from pornographic imagery, propelled and legalized international internet porn market, solidifying the cultural home base of pleasure industries. Hollywood was called forth for its expertise and culture creation and public perception management skills. Then Hollywood released the moral code-breaking film, The People vs. Larry Flint, in 1996. The movie portrayed the story of a pornographic magazine publisher named Larry Flint, who challenged the American legal system to protect his publication, despite the First Amendment right of the freedom of press. The release of The People vs. Larry Flint was a watershed moment signaling that the taboo surrounding pornography was fading. And it was a natural consequence of the push for limitless exploration of personal desire. Conveniently, all this happened during the signing of the Communication Decency Act and was followed up by porn industry glorification project and propaganda film Boogie Nights in 1997 to put the final nail in the coffin. From this point forward, pornography was legally and socially normalized into society. 1997 was a revolutionary year for the blossoming of the normalization of mainstream porn. The combination of the Communication Decency Act and the release of the film Boogie Nights, these two events changed the perception of pornography in society and paved the way for further moral decay projects. Let's talk about Porn Industry Glorification Project and propaganda film Boogie Nights. The film is set in the 1970s and 1980s and showcases the life of pornographic film actors. The film received critical acclaim and was praised for its direction and performances. It also glorified the porn industry and showed it as a legitimate business. The film's success led to an increase in the porn industry's popularity, and it was further normalized in society. It also helped prime society for the moral decay projects of the 2010s. We can observe the rise of cancel culture, the promotion of sexual desires, identity disorders, obsessions in media, and social engineering. The aim was to attack Christian morals and convert society into a secular, dependent, and pleasure-seeking global citizenry. The attack on the family structure started in the 70s and continued in the 2010s. The idea was to deconstruct the mother, father, and child structure and replace it with a dependent yet liberated society. The aim was to push away God from people and create dependence on pleasure, sexuality, and kink. Limitless society desire and satanic law reversal. The blurred line between morality and freedom has caused the satanic law reversal, where subversion of God's creation is the game plan and mission of the state. The promotion of a limitless society desire and the exploration of undefined pleasures is indoctrinated into us as true freedoms, but in fact, it can lead to vice and captivity. In his works, Augustine made the statement that a man has as many masters as he has vices, proving that unbridled desire leads to vice because of man's intrinsic fallibility and propensity for sin, which will always rule a person's life. This disproves the notion that having any number of desires gives you true freedom. In actuality, the reverse is true. Various reasons led to the normalization of pornography in society. Its normalization was facilitated by the Communication Decency Act, media adoration of the pornographic sector, and propaganda. This normalization, nevertheless, has repercussions for society, an assault on Christian principles, the breakdown of the family, and reliance on the state have resulted from the encouragement of unbridled want and pleasure seeking. It is crucial to recognize the blurred line between morality and freedom and work toward actual liberation, which is always a moral issue. In today's world, we often hear people talk about freedom and the right to do whatever they want, but is that really what freedom means? Limitless desire is often considered a sign of freedom, but it is also a form of enslavement. The true definition of freedom lies in the relinquishing of limitless desires and embracing of morality, faith, and spiritual knowledge of God, which completes our soul. It's an inner spirit that frees us from the need and propensity towards the lusts of the flesh, the eyes, and pride of life. The Bible states this true freedom perfectly in John chapter 8, verses 32, which says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The fall of mankind is preordained, yet there is a method in which it is designed to happen, and we are seeing this design unfold before our eyes. The depletion of objective moral law and proliferation of hedonism and the pathological pursuit of personal desire by default leads any population to ruin and destruction. However, unfortunately, the current state of society seems oblivious to this history. But why is the average person oblivious? Could it be related to the neoliberal worldviews presented in the blanket-themed Mockingbird mainstream media programs that support this progressive and dystopian tolerance? A standardized, automated, and streamlined educational system that is rife with historical revisionism and the rejection of God could also be contributing factors. But let's not overlook the multifaceted attempts to spread this deceit, which include entertainment designed to subjugate the populace through pleasure, security, and identity dysphoria, the encouragement of drug abuse and addiction, which causes mental illness and volatility of mood, or possibly the news industry's conditioning of fear and identity weapons like social media used to progressively subvert society. All of these are tools used by the elites to keep people scared and stuck in the matrix. What we see today is a civilization that has fallen victim to a mind control and confusion frenzy.
That a bunch of white people came here like 200 years ago and stole land that Native Americans were living on, and there's no reason for us not to let other people come here when we definitely have the land and the resources. And instead of spending like $600 trillion on military, we should give those people medicine and food and water and shelter.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
The course that society has chosen is one that is dark, depressing, and dangerous. Our culture is in an alarming position right now, and we need to wake up before it's too late. The masses are going to only experience chaos and destruction if we continue to pursue our endless pleasures. Finding the ideal balance between ethics, faith, and spiritual understanding of God is the ultimate essence of freedom. We have to realize that we are more than simply materialistic physical creatures. We must accept our purpose and work to make society a better place. Aside from the faithful warriors of the Most High, the rest of the world and its followers are just another cog in the machine for the beast system to keep cranking another life out. They're pleasure and dopamine junkies consumed by its AI technology, all the while clueless and blind victims of its coming fall. Let's strive to be one of the faithful warriors and work towards building a better future for humanity. Thank you so much for watching the video. If you enjoyed it, please don't forget to drop a like, hit that subscribe button for more enlightening and thought-provoking content. I'll see you guys next time. Have a blessed rest of your day. Peace.